This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre. It was a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction over a black community over 2 days. It left 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless. A White House spokeswoman said the president plans to, quote, shine a light on what happened and to make sure America knows the story in full. Biden is expected to say the Americans need to know the country's history of slavery and discrimination. Until recently, the Tulsa race riot was a little-known event in U.S. history, even as the country continues to struggle with racial and economic divisions in the present. Biden's visit coincides with the opening of a new museum to chronicle what happened, but questions remain over whether to pay reparations and how much to the remaining survivors and descendants of the assault, and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed in the massacre. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval for the use of a Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine for adults 18 and older. The UN Health Agency approved a vaccine Tuesday made by Sinovac Biotech. It's a Chinese biopharmaceutical company. It was the second time the WHO approved a vaccine made by a Chinese company on an emergency basis. The WHO's decision makes another vaccine available for use in poorer countries through COVAX, an international program that distributes vaccines to developing nations, many of them impoverished. More on that and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Representatives of warring parties in Afghanistan are set to return to the negotiating table in Qatar this week to discuss, among other pressing issues, a de-escalation in Afghan violence as international forces continue to withdraw from the conflict-torn country. Highly placed official sources in neighboring Pakistan told VOA that Islamabad brokered the peace meeting between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators. It will begin Thursday in the Qatari capital, Doha. Afghan officials have confirmed members of their negotiating team left for Doha on Tuesday. They did not discuss when they will meet with Taliban interlocutors. A Taliban spokesman who's based in the Qatari capital told VOA that no exact date has been set for the meeting. He maintained that the insurgent group, quote, has always been ready to join the process whenever it begins, and the spokesman's name is Mohammad Naeem. The development in the stalled Afghan peace process comes amid reports the United States, along with NATO allies, intend to withdraw all their troops from Afghanistan by July 4th. That would be well ahead of the September 11th deadline announced by U.S. President Joe Biden. The drawdown of the remaining estimated 2,500 U.S. troops and roughly 7,000 NATO partners began May 1st. It is scheduled to be completed by September 11th. The U.S. military estimated Tuesday it has completed between 30% and 44% of the entire process. European Union leaders are scheduled to meet in the next few weeks to discuss once again advancing the long-stalled applications from Balkan states to join the EU. But recent studies exploring the scale of money laundering in the region are unlikely to assuage France and the Netherlands, which, among other member states, want to delay EU enlargement. Albania, Serbia, North Macedonia, and Montenegro are all EU candidates and have expressed their frustration with stalled applications, but opponents to EU enlargement are already seizing on a study that suggests that the real estate market in the Western Balkans is being used to launder proceeds from drugs trafficking and migrant smuggling, prompting soaring property prices in the region. And the organizers of Grand Slam tennis tournaments released a statement Tuesday expressing concern for top player Naomi Osaka after she withdrew from the French Open yesterday, saying she would not do the required post-match media interviews. The statement from Grand Slam Tennis said the organizers as a community will continue to improve the player experience at tournaments, including as it relates to media, but it did not include any word about policy change nor an apology to Osaka, who has said she is beset by anxiety when speaking to the media. Marissa Melton, VOA News.